Hello and welcome to Monocle on Culture. I'm Robert Bounds. Now, depending upon where you are in the world, it might feel like summer is in full swing, or that, like candles on a birthday cake, the season sparked into life before being quickly extinguished. London's been a bit autumnal, while we wonder if Europe's festivals will sizzle as much as its heatwave. So to inject some sunshine and light back into the mix, today we're talking all things summer tunes. We'll be covering which songs encapsulate the sound of summer 2023, which of this year's festivals guarantee a good time, and the albums coming our way that you should definitely keep a beady eye and ear on, and bringing with them those promises of glittering recommendations and sunny sounds. I'm joined in the studio by the culture writer Natti Kasambala and by music journalist and host of the Last Bohemians podcast, Kate Hutchinson.
Hello.
Hi.
Lovely to have you here. It's good stuff. For our listeners, I'd like to say that today, despite the good vibes aforementioned in the introduction, we set the studio up like some pugilistic contest between Natti and Kate. I don't know why. It's just the way that the seats were arranged this time. But I think there were good vibes flowing from the music, and there were good summer vibes flowing from you two. Am I right? I hope I'm right.
I think you've set us up there, Rob. I think you've set us up. All right. We wanted to stare into each other's eyes as we discuss.
Deeply and intensely discussing the music of the summer, as it should be.
Yeah. You know? This can be a place for the stroking of the chin, but we want to be kind of feeling like we want to be pushing our listeners off in the direction of the dance floor as well.
Yeah, summer is a time for as few thoughts as possible.
Stroking of the chin is not how I would describe the music that I've chosen.
Or me.
Okay, well, let's dive in then, Kate. We're going to start with you. Why don't we have a clip first and we'll talk off the back of it. What we're listening to there, and by the way, we should tee this up. This is our Song of the Summer, Song of the Summer 23 section.
Oh, it's Georgia Smith's Little Things. It's not just my Song of the Summer, it's my Song of the Summer of Singledom, that, I think, for me. This is, all the music that I've drawn to at the moment, it's very flirtatious. I think this is an incredibly flirtatious summer song. It's like, for me, it's like the ultimate house party jam, or you could put this on as you're cruising along on a road trip and it's a beautiful day outside, when you're on the beach with your friends at the pool party. It's just such a feel-good track. And what I love about it is, well, there's many things I love about it, but I think for me, like Georgia Smith with her last album, I sort of associated her more with these sort of like deep emotional ballad. She's got obviously got an incredible voice. So for her to come back with this really kind of upbeat, UK funky, like danceable track, just puts a smile on my face.
It's such a lovely thing. Its promo, its video is very flirtatious and vibey, and it's cute, isn't it? It's cute and sexy, and it definitely feels like a house party.
It feels like a house party, but also I like that Nia Archives, who's one of the most exciting kind of names in pop music and club music at the moment, in the sort of like drum and bass and jungle sort of crossover genre, has done the remix of this. So I think also, you know, it starts off in the house party, but then the remix takes it to the festival.
Yeah.
You know, so I think this track's really got legs. I can't wait to hear the album, which is out on the 29th of September. I think Georgia Smith is an incredible artist, and I'm really excited to hear what else is going to be on that record.
I love that. This is how to start the show, Kate. This is great. Georgia Smith's Little Things.
There we go.
The album's out in September, and that is out now. Also, make space in a playlist for the remix to take you from the house party to the after party or to the festival, as Kate recommends. You've got some honourable mentions in your list as well, Kate. Who, I mean, we're starting with a bit of a legend in your special mentions.
Well, obviously it's really hard to choose one of anything, but when I think back to my summer highlight, the only festival I've been to so far this year, Glastonbury, you know, there was one track that was really, well, there was a bunch of tracks, but there was one track that really, you know, dominated Glasto, and that was Padam Padam Pai by Kylie. I hope I said that right. I say it Padam Padam, but it's Padam Padam, Padam Padam. You know, such an incredible banger that I heard
You've
everywhere.
Promised me you weren't going to do chin stroking, and immediately we get into the etymology of Kylie Minogue's oeuvre. But yeah.
Yeah, well, she's padam padam. And it's been remixed by Absolute. It's just it's been remixed recently by High as well. I think it's one of those tracks that's just going to sort of continue to have legs, lovely legs, throughout the whole summer. It's such an amazing queer anthem. And yeah, like I said, I heard it from every part of the naughty corner at Glastonbury this year. And it's great to have her back.
Nice. So that's Padam Padam, We Say, by Kylie. Talking of Glasto and naughty corner, Paul Johnson's back with a... Is he back with a vengeance? Is he back with something? Where's this come from?
Right, OK. So Paul Johnson's Get Down. So I DJed at Glastonbury and I played this song and I thought I was being really clever because I thought I'm just going to play like a cheeky old school house jam in the middle of like, you know, Spice Girls remixes or whatever it was that I was playing on Saturday night. And it went off. And then the next day I went past a different part of Glastonbury, a different stage, and I heard the same thing. I heard another... And I thought, hang on. That was I've chosen, that's mine.
That was a spiritual echo of your set, just coming back at you.
Yeah, exactly.
Many things can happen.
It's just funny how these tracks sort of resurface and then become, you know, the sort of, I mean, I probably, you know, heard it on or saw it on someone's Instagram and thought, oh yeah, you know, subconsciously, or maybe I heard it in the rave and I thought, oh, I know what I'm going to put that in, you know, or maybe I played it at some Daft Punk book launch because Paul Johnson was one of the teachers on that track. And suddenly these things kind of, you know, grow and grow and grow. So anyway, Paul Johnson's Get Down, another track of the summer 2023, yeah. Just like it's 1993 all over again.
We turn to Natti Kasambala. Welcome to the programme.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Lovely to have you with us, nodding along mostly, despite my pugilistic intentions with May of
May I'm not
Kate's,
scared to say anything.
Frankly,
I was like...
very excellent choices. So Natti, where are you going to kick us off with on your Summer of 23 track?
So I think it's a really hard choice always because I think... Well, especially because we haven't had a summer, really, if we're going to be honest about it. And I think we've had a couple of really big songs that have, like, soundtracked the first half, but I kind of wanted to take it in, like, a prediction for the next half. And I wanted to make them all bangers because, as I said, as few thoughts as possible for summer is always the way to go. I totally agree with Kate, like, flirty vibes, bad decisions, yes. Blue skies. That's the picture we're painting. And so to start...
We're all in that Venn diagram somewhere.
Yeah. Whatever that means for you in your life. And so I thought I couldn't really pick any song other than Rush by Troye Sivan, who I think is like a really underrated sort of like cool, stylish pop banger, like professional. And he dropped this song a couple weeks ago with this video that's like kind of like flash dance meets like Luca Guadagnino, like it's meets Skins or something. It's so so like ultimate pop moment. Yeah. And I just think it's a really great original, like fresh song. It's got great choreography and it just feels like all of those sorts of things. It feels like it makes you want to just like go outside and go a bit feral.
Let's have it.
Yeah.
Perfect description of a summer song I've ever heard. Makes you want to go outside and get feral. Yes!
Troye Sivan's Rush, as chosen by Natti Kasambala. We're talking sounds of the summer. We're talking singles at the moment, at least. We better, in hot step and quick order, sadly, Natti, whiz through your special mentions, starting with the ever brilliant Peggy Goo.
Peggy Goo, and she also remixed a Kylie Minogue song earlier in the year, so it was just reminding me of Padam Padam. But yeah, she definitely invented summer, I think, in some other past life, because she has a way of like dialing into the pulse of it in a way like no one else. And I think I was a little bit skeptical of this track to start with, but once it's in, it's just sort of this like really simple, straightforward, infectious Eurodance banger that samples DJ ATB. And it's just, yeah, it's just a great little, like, lovely song that she says is about falling in love and feeling things you can't really describe in words.
Is this the one that goes, do-do-do-do-do-do-do?
Yeah,
that one?
Yeah, that warp synth is from 9 p.m., I think.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Yeah, 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 it is.
Yeah.
It's called, talking of not being able to sum things up in words, it's called It Goes Like Na Na Na.
Na Na Na.
Okay, Peggy Goo, so that's the title.
And that's pretty much all the lyrics you're going to get on the song, but you hear it and it's almost got that like football chant energy.
Yeah, I like this. No thoughts for the summer.
Yeah.
You're bearing it out. I like it. Okay. Where
no
are we
thoughts,
going
just
next?
Vibes.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought I had to have one that makes me feel a bit more intellectual. So this comes from what I would say.
I thought you knew the rules.
Yeah, if I'm going to chin stroke, it's going to be on this one. I think this is probably my album of the summer. I found it hard to pick one song from it. But Olivia Dean's Messy, which I think is just like such an incredible and exciting project from a British artist. This song is called Carmen, and it's an ode to her grandma and also a bit more broadly to people of the Windrush generation. And it's kind of about like, yeah, just people who have come before us and honouring them and celebrating them. And even though it's really like sort of like deep and emotional and horn-filled, it's also super uplifting. Mm. So I thought that'd be a good one to add.
Beautiful. Carmen by Olivia Dean. What's the album called? Messy.
Messy.
So that was our little roundup of the songs of the summer choices with Kate and Natty. Kate, we're going to turn back to you for your album choices, which happen approximately in and around the summer, most of them, I think.
Yeah, I think they sort of stretch over summer. They caress summer gently.
Okay.
And generously.
Nothing is not in service to the flirtatious on this particular episode of the
100%.
Culture Show. Yeah. So we're starting with George's Euphoric.
Great.
I love this. Shall we have a bit of a go at it?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's good. Such solid beat making from Georgia there. That is Euphoric. It's out on the 28th of July. And the album is called Euphoric, presumably, as well, is it?
Yeah, it came out last week. She's sort of continuing the theme, if you like, from 2020 Seeking Thrills, which was her real sort of breakthrough record, where it was all about finding love and ecstasy and warmth and rush and sort of that communal dance floor spirit without any help from alcohol. It was her sort of sobriety ecstasy record. Mm. And this is its follow-up. Funnily enough, I was in LA last year, and my first night in LA, I got told to go to this art exhibition, this opening, and I went across town, and Georgia was there with Rostam from Vampire Weekend, who has produced this record. He's co-produced this record with her. So it was really interesting to sort of see this sort of team up between these incredible pop minds. And I think it's the first record where she hasn't worked with, you know, she's worked with a new producer. She's sort of gone outside her comfort zone and teamed up with somebody else for something a bit fresher. And I mean, it definitely feels fresh. It's pulling on these kind of, you can hear those kind of like 90s and 2000s textures of trance and ambient music, but also with this kind of lovely electro pop also, and her beautiful, sweet vocals. And she's also done a track that's got William Orbit on it.
Who's now, I hear, a kind of jobbing LA songwriter. He's kind of gone back to the future.
I mean,
or the past.
I didn't know that, but what I can say is that I think his work on Pure Shores and Ray of Light, I can just hear it in so much contemporary music, starting with Lord's record, which came out last year or the year before. And now it's just really taken off. Because they're beautiful, incredibly produced, superb pop, you know, it's superb pop music, so it makes sense that people are drawing on that for inspiration. So yeah, big up Georgia, big up Rostam,
and hello and hi William.
Yeah, he's on the track Give It Up For Love. I think they've brought him in to contribute some bits and bobs, to twiddle some knobs to Give It Up For Love, which was the sort of one that was directly inspired by Pure Shores and Ray of Light, I think.
I was on holiday in France last week, quite a lot of Pure Shores and Ray of Light blasting out of the house.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I don't know why. It's something in the ether this summer, isn't it? Must be something to do with suddenly seeing pockets on people's pants again. And suddenly we all kind of like, oh, All Saints were good, weren't they?
Look. Activate chin stroke button. But like, you know, it's like, I think you're right. It's like, Y2K nostalgia is kind of in full swing. We know these things are cyclical anyway, but I think that, you know, those All Saints records were so exceptionally produced, brilliant songwriting, exceptional harmonies, and that generation is now growing up and making the songwriters of the now. So it just makes sense that we're kind of reevaluating this music and not writing it off as just girl band bangers.
It was too good. Under the Bridge, much better than the original. Anyway,
ooh,
let's put that controversial. let's put that in its own naughty corner and head over. And by the way, we were talking there about George's Euphoric. It was out on the 28th of July, as recommended by Kate Hutchinson. Natty, what have you got for us?
Album-wise, this one is a little bit tricky to talk about because nothing is out. So we don't have a song to play, but we're going to play one of her old singles, which is great anyway. But this is No Name's Sundial, which is out on the 11th of August. It's her first album in 5 years. I think she is one of like rap's great talents. And I think she's sort of been on a journey in the last like 5 years or even before that of sort of activism. And she's created like a book club and she's done all of this amazing sort of political work. But now it's time to get back to the music.
Yeah.
It's featuring Common and Erin Allen Kane. Mm. It's had a slightly controversial start. One of the features on the album has caused a little bit of criticism, but we shall see where it goes from there.
We're going to hear something from 2021 from there.
Yes, right. Called Rainforest, which I think does a really good job of encapsulating a lot of her political journey as well as her just really unique voice, I think, within the space.
Everybody does a little, and I just want to dance tonight. And I just want to dance tonight. Yeah, he my little baby Medusa, tipping the juice up. I go back and forth in an Uber, travel for 2 months. I'm the emptiest, hallelujah. Open my chest up, it's a rabbit inside my hat. Angel all dressed up, looking to bless up at the milk and the honey gates. I make money for money's sake. I've been writing 100 days to the wretched out the earth and called it baby for none. I know my shoulder blades are shattered wings to carry me home.
That's Natty's choice. It's from 2021 and it's a single called Rainforest from the artist in discussion who's the brilliant No Name. I love that slightly skew whiff. Such confidence comes off to me on that track. Yeah. Her lyrics are so strong. She's got her own rhythm for it. She's got her own delivery. She's got her own pace. I love that song. It was really nice to be reminded of No Name, actually.
I think she was so refreshing and she's, like you say, so unique and confident and idiosyncratic. And also just like, yeah, I think she's so aware and exciting. And I hope that she continues to make music because I think she feels a lot of pressure.
Right.
She's kind of dug herself into this area where she's sort of on a pedestal of her own, of our making and her making. But I think her voice is so introspective and philosophical and needed within rap.
Yeah. It's wonderful stuff.
It's just that difficult double-edged sword, isn't it? When you mark yourself out as somebody with integrity and authenticity, and then you're also, you know, that's the sort of hill you have to die on at the same
time.
Yeah, the huge standard. It's incredible pressure. No wonder she hasn't done anything in 5 years.
Yeah. You know.
And the album is going to be out on the 11th of August. It's called Sundial, and it is, of course, by No Name. Thank you, Natty. Rasheen Murphy.
Queen Rasheen.
She's got a punchily titled album out on the 8th of September, titled Hit Parade.
I mean, that...
what could go wrong? Nothing.
It's quite a confident title, but I tell you what, it's true. I mean, there's so much anticipation for this record. I mean, I feel like it's been building up for about a year. I think she'd finished it last year, and then it got signed to Ninja Tune, and then it's kind of been building. She's been drip-feeding the singles, as you do. Having an incredible year, incredible summer. She played Royal Albert Hall, sold out shows in May, and then doing the festival things. And it's just incredible to see how much love and respect that she commands as this totally independent artist. She's completely in control of her own. You know, she drives everything. She doesn't have a manager. You know, she's really that kind of very single-minded, idiosyncratic person, I think. And here she's teamed up with DJ Cozy, who's one of the sort of most sort of elusive and respected and, you know, deep quality to his productions, amazing, amazing dance music producer. And they've made a record that feels like it's pulling on soul, it's pulling on deep house, techno, disco, but it feels completely Rasheen. It also feels in places a bit like something that you might have heard on a sort of Avalanche's record, pitched up sort of soul vocals that you might hear on a Daphne remix. It feels contemporary and fresh, but it's pulling on the past. And it's euphoric and it's meaningful and there's hits after hits after hits. So I love it.
And always with Roisin, there's this sort of, without going overboard on it, there's an arched eyebrow to it. There's a sense of humour to how she makes the stuff, how she presents it, how she interacts with her fans and stuff. I mean, she's a massive diva, but she's in a very good way, right?
She's got a real, you know, her tongue is sort of almost permanently in her... She's got a real sense of humour. I have to say, I was quite trepidatious about interviewing her in previous years because I was... I think that a lot of women artists get a reputation as being, you know, a diva or difficult for all the wrong reasons. Actually, she's hilarious and brilliant yeah. and just knows what she wants and doesn't take any messing. And I love that. I have huge respect for her. I think she's amazing.
And the track we're going to hear a little bit of is You Knew. That was Roisin Murphy, and that was a bit of You Knew from the upcoming album called Hit Parade. That's out on the 8th of September. Bit of nice, crunchy, spooky Beth Gibbons vibe there as well to that, right? Lovely.
I like that there's a sort of spoken word, you know, yeah. it's just, you know, it's very, it's that kind of like spoken
lyrical,
word
yeah.
that you might hear in a kind of, you know, like an old Chicago house tune, but with this Irish accent. I love it.
Queen Roisin, she's back. She never went away. That is as recommended by Kate Hutchinson. Nazzy, we're going, we return to your side of the desk where you are dishing us up something new from Olivia Rodrigo.
Some more Y2K revival going on in this corner. There's a pattern here. Yeah, I think I'm really excited for this album. I think that Olivia Rodrigo is someone who has surprised people again and again. Talking about Glastonbury as well, I think I saw her last year and was completely surprised. I had a friend with me who could not stop crying after the set finished.
Wow.
30-year-old man. But just loved it so much.
That's the that power young. Of Olivia.
That is the power of Olivia Rodrigo. And she is returning with her sophomore album after her explosive debut, which was received so well, sort of critically acclaimed, but also just incredibly massive. And this album is called Guts, and it's kind of like chronicling the time after that kind of insane start, and to think about the fact that she is basically 20 years old still. Yeah, and I think there was a quote where she said she feels like she's grown 10 years in the last two, because I think imagining what that does to like a teenager and the sort of like growth and change that she's been adapting to, this album is kind of encapsulating a lot of that and her maturity and how she's shifted. And she promises that it's a lot happier and a lot rockier than the first. So yeah, Vampire is the track that we're going to play, which is the lead single, which has already taken on a life of its own, and like I think shows how she captures like the tensions of like love and life and youth and female rage, which I love.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Yeah.
That was a bit of Vampire, which is new from Olivia Rodrigo from the album Guts. That's out on the 8th of September. Kind of confidence and sense of humour in that as well. Really lovely. We're looking at this through YouTube, and so we're looking at it in terms of the promos. Mm. It's such a good, funny, lovely video. And lyrically, it's
yeah,
lovely
she's
and
got
rich
a
and funny.
Really, really strong visual identity as well,
yeah.
which is what I think sets her apart from a lot of younger artists as well. Yeah, and also it seems like there's sort of like a wider cultural awareness and referencing and nods and winks, which I think is really what's really fun about pop music, and we're missing a bit of that these days.
Thank you both for your choices. Such lovely stuff. I love it when you both come in. Always absolute brilliant, lovely, pleasurable learning curve. And thanks for bringing so many smiles to it. We, in terms of all your choices and stuff, we're going to end. We've got a couple of minutes to go through festival highlights. Kate, you've been in the naughty corner at Glastonbury. Where else are we to find the Hutchinson magic? Where else are we going to come up against the echo of your sets?
Well, look, there's the homegrown, the sort of UK version of my summer, and then there's the sort of the fantasy European version that I have. So I'm actually going on a sort of mini tour myself of We Out Here Festival, Green Man Festival, Lost Village Festival, and End of the Road Festival back to back. But if I wasn't doing that, I'm looking to Europe.
Cheerful September.
Yeah, I'm looking to Europe, sizzling summer, and I'm looking at Albania. You know, yep. That hot festival destination. Literally, I mean, Instagram was blowing up with all these amazing pictures of this festival called Kala from a couple of months ago, and there's more festivals that you can go to in Albania coming up in September or the end of August. There's one from the Junction 2 organisers called Iona with an incredible lineup, including Daniel Avery. So you know, Albania is somewhere where if I could hop on a flight, I would go.
You're a stone's throw from Croatia while you're there.
Stone's throw. And ish. Again, and I mean, Croatia's been a European festival destination for quite some time. I would say Love International, that's just gone, again, just looked like it had an incredible curation, and it made me feel very left out and jealous. So Dimensions in Croatia is coming up on August 31st. And it's another sort of gathering of superb selectors under the stars on the beach. And if there are tickets left, I mean, I would absolutely be booking to go there.
I'm going to get on your rowing boat and come with you. I think it sounds lovely.
But you can come with me and Natty to the festival we're going to this weekend. I think we're going to the same one, aren't we?
Because some of your stuff tallies up. So where are you going?
Yes. Is this Rally?
Yeah.
Yes.
See you down the front.
I know. I will see you there. I think I've always been that person who's been a little bit lazy. And I do love a London festival, you know, where it's like half the commitment, none of the trauma of you know, sort of hiking up and getting rained on and camping and all of that. And all that comes with that. And Rally is the festival from the founders of Gala, and it's taking place at Southwark Park, and it looks to be just like a great long 12-hour night out in the daytime.
But also what they've done, which I think is really interesting, is they've pulled together lots of sort of promoters and galleries and kind of DIY collectives
like
from across
partners.
London. Yeah, like Church of Sound in Clapton, Bird on the Wire, the
Jimby.
Jimby and Peckham, the amazing audiophile sound system. And they seem to be kind of, there's a message with that festival, you know, they're kind of saying this is about community, this is about integrity, this is about, you know, community over sort of, you know, profit.
Commercialisation.
And, you know, crap portaloos and, you know, it feels like there's something in the water in terms of like people that want to do something that means something.
Yeah, and having the responsibility to the city in which you're doing it. You're not a UFO that lands and leaves its rubbish and flies away, right? Yeah. You've got to be part of things.
Yeah, it's not sort of overly branded. You know, I went to All Points East last year, and I'm not a fan whatsoever. I'm sorry. I just, you know, I felt like it was just really kind of heavy-handed with the brand. It didn't feel like kind of fun at all. Mm. You know, you're sort of swooped on by somebody as soon as you walked in to this, that, and the other. And I think I'm hoping that Rally is going a bit of a different way.
I think it's interesting that you say that, because it definitely feels like maybe 8 years ago we had quite a good lineup of festivals that happen in London, in the city. Whereas in the last few years, they've sort of all switched places. I think All Points East has taken a bit of Field Day's like tip, and then Field Day has become something else. And I think Gala and Rally and all of these sort of smaller community-based festivals feel like they are bringing back more of that good time in the park vibe without too much £25 beers and, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and like
45
minute queues to get in.
Yeah, I really hope there's not going to be any £25 beers.
Let's all hope not.
I'll stay at home.
I think your honourable mentions, Natty, give us a couple more of your hot spots.
I'm in Scandinavia. I think I'll leave you guys to Albania and Croatia. You let me know how that goes. And then I'll be over in Helsinki and Oslo. I think Oya is a really great festival that's sort of like a good mix of local and international talent. People like FKA Twigs and Sigrid will be there. And that's happening on the 8th to the 12th of August. And then in Helsinki, there is a festival called Flow, which is taking place in a sort of disused power station, which is always fun.
Disused power station in Helsinki?
Yeah.
The glamour.
The glamour. Kind of sounds like the start of a really dark feature film. And it's a mix of like sort of rock, electronic and alt. FKA Twigs is also there again. Shy Girl, Suede, Caroline Polachek, like a really good sort of mix of people. Mm. I think I'm taking it easy on... I spent a lot of time in the naughty corner myself, so I think the second half of my festival season will be a little bit more wholesome and a bit more emotional.
We're still recovering.
Mopping of the brow.
Yeah, yes.
All right.
We're still recovering.
I like your hard starting summers, basically, guys. It's great. Come in here and spill the beans. It's fine.
Just, yeah.
Anytime you want.
I think it's just showing my my age more like, but yeah, need more recovery time.
Well, thank you both. Yeah, thank you both so much for being so full of beans and not doing the chin strokey thing and sending our listeners off with some real lovely beats ringing in their ears for the rest of the summer and indeed for your festival recommendations. That is it for this week. My thanks to Natty Kazambala and Kate Hutchinson. Monocle on Culture is produced by Sophie Monaghan-Coombs and Steph Chungu. Steph also edits the show. We will be back at the same time next week, but until then, from me, Robert Bound, thanks for tuning in.